The National Commission for Civic Education's Chairman Charlotte Osei has been speaking at a forum in Accra on strategies in support of free, fair and peaceful elections. Radio Ghana's Rebecca Ekpe was at the forum and has joined us in the studio. Now, Rebecca, what was the forum all about?
Of course, yeah, I have to apologize for my croaky voice. This is as a result of indulgence over the weekend, but I am recovering. Of course, yeah, basically the forum was a Ghana Journalists Association collaboration with the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation. Of course, we had a facilitator, Governor's Consult. This is also a Star Ghana sponsorship program. It is a program using the media to enhance the transparency and credibility of the 2012 elections. If you remember, we had the National Media Commission come in May, where we had Cabral Biami here tell us about what the National Media Commission is doing to promote a peaceful and transparent free elections in Ghana. We had the Electoral Commission. We had Dr. Farijan had his turn last month. And this is the turn of the National Commission for Civic Education. And we had Mrs. Charlotte Osei, that is the chairman of the commission, come in to explain to us basically the strategies that the National Communication for Civic Education has adopted or is adopting to ensure that there's free, fair and transparent elections come December.
What are some of the strategies that the NCCE has adopted?
A lot of strategies. I will be brief. First and foremost, topmost to me is using the media, the social media. Social media is the thing of the time today. We know that issues of civic education are not very attractive to us, we must admit, which came up at the forum. So the NCCE is using social media such as Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, of course the internet, to communicate messages, civic education messages, out to the people, especially the youth, to get them involved in what is going, especially the electoral process and elections, and then to promote peace, you know, to ensure that we have free and fair elections come December.
So apart from the social media, is there anything else?
Yes, the NCC is also using tools such as music to promote peace and peace, you know, towards the elections. Is involving football, is involving various artists, musical groups, to record messages and then launch these messages. And all these will be coming up sometime in the year. These messages will be sent out through the media. And Mrs. Osei did mention that the media there will be a big media launch also to promote some of these activities. Of course, they're using footballers, they're using old footballers as well as new footballers. To, since people are interested in football, when you talk about football, we all go there. So they're adopting that as a strategy. Use footballers to use the messages to propagate that out to the people.
Were there any political party representatives?
Yes, there were some political party representatives. But of course, here, let me point out to you that this was not a forum for political party representatives. This was a forum for the media. This was a forum to allow the various, this is the NCCE, through the media to get to the citizens and tell them what the NCC is doing, what are some of the challenges and the way forward for the NCC as we move towards the 2012 elections. But let me point out also here that the NCCE chairman, Mrs. Osei, did point out that the media is not given enough coverage to the activities of the NCC, and she did point out that the media must be more involved of civic education issues. In fact, we had Mr. Befia Painting, which is
GVP's
Director General, at the forum, and he did agree with Mrs. Osei on this point. In fact, he did pledge GVC's commitment to ensuring that we give more voice to the issues of civic education, and he is calling on other media houses to do same. In fact, civic education is not only issues about elections. It goes beyond elections. It's about sustaining governance and sustaining Ghana's democracy.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. You heard Rebecca Ekpe, our correspondent at the National Commission for Civic Education's Forum on Strategies in Support of Free, Fair and Peaceful Elections.